like to invite Heather Taylor, our incredible children's director, up to the front for children's time. And she's going to invite all of the children to come on up as well. So now is the time for the children, and you can catch up with your friends after church.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. James, you want to come up? I have a cool toy to show you guys. All right. Good to see you all. Good morning. Good morning, Luce. All righty. How's everybody doing? Pretty good? Más o menos? Normal? Okay, sounds good. Have any of you guys ever been sailing? Has anybody gone sailing before? Or seen maybe a... Oh, you've gone sailing? Cool. And a ferry? Okay. So, on a sailboat, what do you have to put up so the boat will go? Catherine. Sails, right. You got to put the sails up. If you don't put the sails up, you won't go anywhere. And I actually brought a sailboat, and it's actually a pirate ship, a dusty pirate ship from Brooks's room, because he was a Southwestern pirate. But basically, this is a, it would have been a huge boat with tons of sails, and those sails catch the wind, right? And then as they catch the wind, the ship goes, and it can tack. It could go zigzaggy and like this and go. And hopefully no sharks will get to it because it's real big. I don't think there'll be any sharks. Yeah. Well, I brought this to kind of illustrate kind of how the Holy Spirit is in our lives. You know, we talk about the Holy Spirit a lot during Pentecost, right? But then just want to talk a little bit more about how the Holy God sends His Holy Spirit to us when we believe in Jesus, and He's kind of the wind in our sails. What part of our body could be like a sail? Yeah, your mind is good, but yeah, you could think your ears. What? A sus among us? Okay. So anyway, so God sends His Holy Spirit, and it's like the wind in our sails, and it pushes us forward. And if we don't have the Holy Spirit, it's hard to move forward in life. It's hard to keep going and growing in our relationship with God and doing the things that He wants us to do. So we are so thankful to God for the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Trinity. Okay, let's put our hands together and pray and close our eyes and hands together. Okay, dear God, thank You for blessing us with Your Holy Spirit to guide us through life, make good decisions, and love Jesus. We love You, Lord. Amen. All right, let's go to Children's Church.